Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and this is Chip Brim, and in other words, Billy's boy. I've been Billy's boy for a long time, and I'm thankful for it. I got a good mama, and I'm sure there's some people who just said amen in their cars right there. Thank God for mama. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's what she would do with her little hanky. But anyway, hey, mom's away, and so she's letting me have the mic, and I'm thankful for it, and she said, coach him up, so I'm going to coach you. And I told the listeners yesterday, and you can get this information, but I've been talking about training. God said to me when I was at a meeting, and I was getting ready to preach, and I wanted to preach this new stuff, and I knew that I had already preached this other stuff, and the Lord wanted me to preach that stuff. And I said, Lord, I had already preached that. I was trying to talk him into it and convince him in case he missed that sermon or meeting or for some reason. But and finally, I just wrestled enough that he said, listen, I did not call you to entertain the church. I called you to train the church. I don't know if anybody's been called to entertain the church. I think the Holy Spirit will do that. But we need training. We need training. And I started thinking about entertaining. And people, we live in an entertainment era. I mean, we can't hide from it. We don't live in closets. We can't go home. And we all have televisions. We go to movies. There's good movies. There's bad movies. And, of course, the devil will pervert anything. There's good internet. I know, a lot of Christians, when you think about internet, you think about bad internet. But there's good internet. We have webcasts. Mom has her prayer on there. There's some great things going on. But the devil will come in and he'll pervert. And if he can get us in an entertainment mode, and we're in an entertainment era, and our mindset is entertainment, and I believe most of us are. The problem is, don't come to church. Entertain me with that mindset. We need to come to church or practice, as I would consider it, because I'm an ex-coach. We need to come in going, train me, Pastor. Train me. Not entertain me, train me. Well, what's the difference? Entertaining is new, fresh. Give it to me, something exciting, goosebumps. And training is repetition, repetition, repetition. Training is you're doing it so many times that it becomes natural and easy for you. It's not hard for you. It becomes no effort. You just react. Muscle memory. We need to train. We need sermons over and over and over and over again. I'll never forget David Barton when he was giving a speech one time. He said, our spiritual forefathers used to have the same sermons over and over and over and over because they didn't want it to skip a generation. They wanted to get it in and train. And people, we're in the army of the Lord, and we cannot let this get in our spiritual lives or the house of God. We have to be trained in faith and love and giving, rejoicing in the basics of what the Word of God says. And training is all in the Bible. When God said to Joshua three times, well, we ought to be glad and thankful that Joshua got it on the third time, because God would have had to say it 100 times. He would have said it until he got it. And Joshua, the book of Joshua, would have been really thick. Joshua, did I not tell Joshua? Did I not? You think the begats would have been long? That would have been long. And then after he says it three times, God says to Joshua, now, meditate on this day and night. That's training over and over and over. I compare it to when I was coaching baseball and teaching a kid how to hit a fastball or a slider. You have to train him in drills because he has no time. He has less than half a second to make his mind up where that ball is and where he's going to swing that ball if that ball is 90 miles an hour or plus. He can't think. The last thing you want him to do is think. All you want him to do is react. You want his muscle memory and his stimulus response. You want his hand-eye coordination to just react. He'll hit the home run and talk to you later, go, I don't know. I just reacted. I don't even know how I hit it. But I know how. It was all of that training, and he reacted. It became simple. That's what is needed in the body of Christ. You don't need to go somewhere at a church just because it is entertaining. And there are a lot of churches that are entertaining. Their basis is entertainment. They want to please people. We need training. That's what we're in the army of the Lord. We need training. We're in real battles. We're in life and death situations at our homes. We don't need to go Sunday and get entertained. We need trained. I'm sitting here yelling at Randy Laughlin, our sound guy, who's got a great testimony. And we're gonna you're going to hear that testimony coming up this week. But I was thinking about movies and entertainment. You know, Rocky 1 is not enough. 2, 3, 4. Hey, let's do Star Wars, but start it backwards. See, that's all entertaining. Entertain me, entertain me. And we don't need to let that come into our the house of God, into our lives. Now, here's some more training scriptures in the Bible. Here's Paul talking in Philippians 4, 9. Now, this is the Amplified. Practice what you've learned. Practice what you've received. Practice what you've heard and seen in me. And model your way of living on it. What do you think practice is? Training. All of this stuff that you just heard, Paul said, now, practice it over and over and over. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Here's Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you realize there are a lot of children who don't know the way they should go? Do you know there's a lot of God's children who don't know the way they should go? And do you realize there's a lot of spiritual, godly children who are departing from the way they should go? You want to know why? Lack of training. We need training grounds. Our army has basic training, and when they're in the army, they continue to train. They are continually training because it's war. Paul in 1 Timothy in the Amplified in chapter 4, verse 7 through 8 says this, train yourselves toward godliness, keeping yourselves spiritually fit, for physical training is of some useful and valuable, but spiritual training is valuable in everything and in every way for the present life and the life to come. Now you tell that to the world and they're going to go, whatever. Because we live in a time of P90X, the perfect push-ups, Pilates, Body by Jake, Chuck Norris Abby thingy, every gym, anytime. I mean, any doctor you go to, well, what's your blood pressure, you need to get some exercise. Well, are you eating right and exercise and all that? I mean, it's very important. And I'm not saying it's not important. It is very important. But this scripture says, train yourselves toward godliness, keeping yourselves spiritually fit. For physical training is some value. It'll help you. But spiritual training is useful and valuable in everything and every way for this life and the life to come. Now, I think of this testimony right here. This is a great testimony. Mom went in to get she's in her 70s now, glory to God, and younger than ever. And she went in to get a physical, and is one of those physicals that you test everything, bone strength and the whole thing. So it wasn't just your little normal blood and blood pressure. She did it all, bones. Well, she comes out of that, and the doctors wanted to sit down and talk to her because they'd never seen results like this before. And so they sat her down, and they said, Miss Billy, we'd like to ask you a few questions. Well, she said, sure. And, first of all, we've never had anybody come out with results that were excellent in everything. I want to tell you something, people. There are people who can go to the doctor, and they've been running marathons all their lives. They don't have an ounce of body fat on them, and they're still the doctor can test them and go, well, you better cut down just a little bit in your salt or this. And mom, here's mom. She's not this perfect body, whatever, no percent body fat, whatever. But she comes out, and the doctor says every test was excellent. And they said, let's start with your diet. What's your diet? She said, well, mom, mom said everything, she bases it from scripture. I do it in moderation and, try to eat my salads and stuff. But if there's a cobbler or a pie, I'll have some coffee or whatever, but everything in moderation. And then she said, the doctor said, well, what about your exercise, your physical exercise? She goes, oh, I don't exercise. And they said, oh, you have to. Everything is perfect here. No, I'm always on the go, but I never exercise. And so they just kind of threw their hands up and walked out. And we're whatever, that's the world. And so mom was driving home, and she was thanking God for this great results of her physical. And then she said, well, Lord, why is it like that, that my health is the way it is? And even though I'm not the most perfect, you know, built person or whatever. And so the Lord said, he reminded her, he said, it was because of your training, because you sat at the feet of the leading prophet of Brother Hagin, and you edited his tapes on divine healing over and over and over and over and over. And then he reminded her of the verse, train yourselves toward godliness, keeping yourself spiritually fit, for physical training is of some value, but spiritual training is valuable in everything and every way. So he said, you were spiritually training in divine healing over and over and over and over and over, that it trumped your physical training. Now, I don't advise you to do this unless you're just seriously, you know, I think everybody should exercise. Don't get me wrong. But that is a great example of somebody who so was spiritually trained in her life, so spirit that it trumped the physical training. It's valuable in everything and every way, even in her physical training. And so that is a great example of spiritual training. And, you know, that's what we need. So next time you go to church, let the pastors know, or pastors if you're out there, we need it over and over. We need the love walk over and over. I think of Brother Hagin over and over and over, his testimony in Mark 11:23. Well, who else is going to train us now? I mean, you know, there are some, but we need training, training grounds, training, practicing faith over and over and over, and words and confession, everything over and over and over. Sure, every once in a while, something here and there that's new. And God will give us new and fresh revelation, but it'll be always during the training. I want to thank you for listening to today to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you'd like more information about Billy Brim Ministry or my ministry, Champions for Christ, you can log on to www.billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org, or www.champions4christ.org. That's the number 4, Christ.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you have teenagers or young people, even in their 20s or whoever, in your family or church, you need fired up for the Lord, make sure they get to our Champions for Christ Youth Rally coming up this summer. It'll be July 25th to the 29th. The greatest. I'm in Branson, Missouri. I'm telling you, we have Go Ministries with their drama and music, and we have Mom Speak to the Kids. Jeremy Pearson comes in, Steve Munns and myself. And we have awesome words and, you know, the word and music and drama in Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, Dixie Stampede, talent shows, rallies, dance, t-shirt, everything you can want. Be there. So we love you. Tune in again tomorrow, and shalom.